It has never been this easy to serve delicious, wholesome, homemade meals than now with Gobble. Gobble menus are designed by professional chefs, and you'll experience a huge range of global flavors and fun gourmet ingredients that make you feel like a pro chef without making a single trip to the store. Gobble's meal kits include everything you need so that you can save time at the store or skip trips entirely. Most meal kits are ready in 20 minutes or less, so dinner can be ready in a flash. Gobble works with your schedule. You can set new delivery days, skip a week, or cancel anytime. With Gobble, you're never locked into a single plan. You can always order extra servings, try dishes from any section of the menu, or add sides, breakfast, desserts, and more. With a huge range of weekly meals, Gobble makes it easy for families of all tastes and sizes to build a menu everyone will love. Besties, see what a difference Gobble will make to your household right now. Gobble is offering my listeners a fantastic limited-time deal, getting $120 off across 4 boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/mafiansures, that's gobble.com/ using code mafiansures today.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
To be a masterpiece and to be a work in progress at the same time. That's just the art of falling in love with yourself.
I realize that sometimes the only one I can put the pieces back together is yourself.
With love and laughter.
Hey besties, welcome to I Missed Me. My name is Mafiansures. I am your host and I am so happy and so grateful that you're here. If you're new to I Missed Me, bestie, welcome. I am so grateful that you found me, that you found this place, that you found this podcast. We are a healing self-growth community looking to become the best version of ourselves. So if you're currently going through heartbreak or if you're currently going through it and are looking to become the best version of yourself, you're definitely in the right place. And if you're not new to I Missed Me, bestie, welcome back to another week, to another solo episode. And if you've been listening to this mini series, you know that this and today is the last episode of our mini breakup series. If you haven't listened to the first two episodes, definitely go listen to those first. But on the first episode, to recap a little bit, we talked about how to get through a breakup. Like, what are some actionable things that you can do while you're going through heartbreak to make the heartbreak a little less painful? And on the second episode, we talked about how to glow up after a breakup and practical things that you can actually do to glow up and become a better person after a breakup. Today's episode, and to close off this series, we're going to talk about how to put yourself out there after getting heartbroken. I decided to include this as part of the series because I know that for me, it was very hard to let go of my fear of getting heartbroken. And I feel like for the longest time, I was attracting emotionally unavailable people because I was emotionally unavailable myself. And I realized that I was emotionally unavailable and attracting emotionally unavailable people because I was scared of going through heartbreak again. If you're currently in the same place where I was, where you keep attracting emotionally unavailable people over and over again, and you feel like there's something wrong with you, or you simply cannot understand why you keep attracting literally the same people in different bodies, this episode is definitely for you, because sometimes we have to look inside and we have to question ourselves as to why do I keep allowing the same behavior. If you want to start attracting different, you have to start accepting different, and you also have to start acting different. So besties, welcome to today's episode. On today's episode, I am going to give you guys a list of things and mindsets mainly that I started applying to my own life after feeling anxious over my dating life for a very long time. And if you are a anxiously attached person, you know how exhausting it is to date, to talk with a person, to even think about committing to someone, because you're either scared of getting ghosted or scared of getting heartbroken, or even getting anxious over not getting a text back because now you're gonna be sad again. Like, all of those things that anxiety includes and being anxiously attached includes, I already went through them, I experienced them, and I know how exhausting they are. So eventually I did have to sit down with myself and be like, if you don't want to be anxious over someone and over relationships anymore, you're gonna have to start believing different things. So this is a list of mindset shifts and of things that I started implementing in my own life that completely shifted my perspective on relationships, and that allowed me and keep allowing me to experience and accept relationships from a place of appreciation instead of attachment. Because at the end of the day, I feel like that's what love is about, appreciation and not ownership. Number one, remove all of your expectations. The biggest reason why we suffer so much when something doesn't work out is because of the amount of expectations that we had. Having expectations do not mean non-negotiables, and it do not mean standards. And I feel like this is where most people get confused. You can have a list of standards and of non-negotiables of what you need from another person for a relationship to work out for you. Now, an expectation is for you to, again, expect for a relationship to turn out a certain type of way for you to be happy. And the truth is that when we set expectations, we are already putting ourselves in this place of controlling, because outcomes have to be in the way that we expect them to be for us to be happy. And we're going to try our best for those outcomes to be and to match, again, what we expected, because our goal at the end of the day is to be happy. But the truth is that we cannot control anything. We cannot control anyone. And by trying to control, we're actually hurting ourselves, because, again, things are not always going to turn out the way that we want them to turn out. And love is about appreciation and not ownership. So, besties, for you to stay peaceful when meeting someone and potentially meeting your next relationship, remove all of your expectations. Have a clear and set list of boundaries, non-negotiables, and of things that you need to be happy and for a relationship to work out for you. But remove absolutely all of your expectations so that you don't get heartbroken and disappointed. Number two, huge one, and to remove anxiety, start feeling gratitude instead of fear. I know that for me personally, knowing how heartbroken I was after my first relationship, I was always, when meeting someone new, I was always in this constant state of fear of, I know how this is going to turn out. Even if we do work out eventually, if we break up, I'm going to be extremely heartbroken, or I'm going to be extremely sad. I don't want to go through pain again. And then I would self-sabotage and remove myself from that situation because, again, I do not want to end up heartbroken. And I was just living in this constant state of fear of getting heartbroken, that it was not allowing me to put myself out there and completely closing myself off and then complaining about, oh my God, I'm never going to find the person for me. But if you're closed off and if you're not down to be vulnerable and if you're not down to lose that fear of getting heartbroken, because that is generally the only way that you're going to meet the person for you, then again, you're never going to meet the person for you. So, besties, if you are currently in that position where you're just in this constant state of fear or anxiety and you're not allowing yourself to enjoy the people that God and the universe are putting into your life to show you that you can actually feel something for someone again and someone can actually be better for you and actually love you and actually appreciate you. Like, if you want to allow yourself to experience that instead of fear, you're going to have to start feeling gratitude for the people around you, regardless of how it turns out and regardless of how long it lasts. I am grateful that I get to spend time with this person. I am grateful that I get to feel new feelings that I have never experienced before because I had never met someone like this before. I am grateful that I am healed enough to meet new people. I am grateful that I have a heart that loves hard and that is able to love multiple people in this lifetime. Like, start pointing out all of the things that you are grateful for, and you will realize that the only way to cancel fear and the only way to cancel anxiety is with gratitude. Number three, and this is a huge one to get back out there, stop comparing people and relationships. Because number one, and this is something and a very big mistake that I used to make, is to compare people with each other. But then I thought to myself, I would hate to be compared. Like, I would not want someone to meet me and compare me with their past relationships or past people that they've talked with. And it would be unfair for me to compare someone if I wouldn't want to be compared. So just think about that for a second. But also, every single person that walks into your life for a different reason and to teach you different things. And of course, they're going to be different. They're meant to be different because it didn't work out with the first person that you dated. So why would you want someone who's exactly the same if it didn't work out? Everyone that you're going to meet is different. There's going to be things that you like and there's going to be things that you don't like. And there's going to be things that you liked about one person and that you don't like about the other person. And every single person is different. But again, you are different as well. If you start comparing people, relationships, and experiences, you're already taking away the quote-unquote surprise factor that this new relationship is bringing, because you're already involving a past relationship. So remove all comparison, allow yourself to experience this new relationship and this new person, and again, this new experience for what it is. And if you're truly healed and if you're truly ready, there's absolutely no reason as to why you should keep involving past relationships and past people into this new era and phase of your life. Number four, and this is also huge, and it connects to number one, set boundaries from the beginning and learn how to leave. Again, this is not having expectations. This is having boundaries and knowing what... I don't know about you besties, but my favorite part of the day is when I sit down with myself and do my makeup. Whether you like a fresh-faced, full glam, or somewhere in between, Thrive Cosmetics is for you. All products are certified 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and have zero parabens. Thrive Cosmetics also donates to 8 major causes, including those impacted by cancer, domestic abuse, and education organizations. I know that a lot of us struggle with finding a good mascara, but Thrive Cosmetics has the one for you. Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara, the name literally says it all. This tubing mascara instantly creates the look of lash extensions. No clumping, flaking, or smudging, and without the damage or prices of salon extensions. And I know, besties, that the most annoying part of mascara is taking it off, but with this mascara, you just have to rinse off with warm water and gently wipe with clean hands or a washcloth. The unique tubing formula will rinse off each lash, leaving no mascara streaks behind or black stains on your towels. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/mafiansures. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/mafiansures for 20% off your first order. Besties, if you're interested in learning a new language, Rosetta Stone is for you. Whether you're traveling for the summer or have an upcoming international trip or just want to connect with friends or family, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It is available on desktop or as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language you want to learn. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. It immerses you in so many ways, and there are no English translations, which means that you really get to learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It is an intuitive process, meaning that you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, and then sentences. It is truly designed for a long-term retention. Besties, don't put off learning that language that you've been always wanting to learn. There is no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, besties, I Missed Me's listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Besties, 50% off to learn the language that you've always been wanting to learn is a steal. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Besties, when we think about our favorite brands, we normally think about the product, but we don't think about the making. The secret is actually the business behind the business, and that is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. Home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50% more, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going up. So besties, if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. I started my clothing brand over 3 years ago, and the only reason why I've been able to maintain it for as long as I've been able to is because of Shopify. So besties, if you're ready to grow your business or at least get started, sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mafiansures, all lowercase. Again, that's shopify.com/mafiansures to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/mafiansures for a $1 per month trial period. Besties, I cannot wait to see your businesses get started and grow. Thank you so much, Shopify, for sponsoring today's episode. Works for you, and knowing that because of everything that you have to offer, you are allowed to make a list of things that you wish you received. And again, learn how to leave from the beginning. Sometimes, because we don't learn how to leave from the beginning, and because we choose to look past red flags and past things that we don't like because we're in love or we actually see the potential, we end up heartbroken. For me, and I want to tell you guys a little story, because I think that I, for a very long time, was someone that really looked past red flags and past things that I knew that I wanted, because I was just scared of being single for the rest of my life. So I think that last year was kind of like my dating year, where I did go on multiple dates, I met multiple people. And I personally am someone who loves very hard. I get emotionally involved in relationships really fast, and I also struggle with leaving a lot. And so for me, last year was kind of that year where I had to learn how to leave and how to say no. But again, when I'm emotionally involved, it's very hard for me to see red flags and to see the signs that I have to leave, which is not always the best for me. But I did have a conversation with God, and I was like in bed, and I was like, God, I do really want to find the person for me, but I also think it's scarier to end up with the wrong person. Like, I prefer to be single for the rest of my life than to end up with the wrong person. So I am just going to listen to whatever you have to tell me, and I am going to end up with the person that you want me to end up with. And so I was like, for me, I want the person that I'm with to be a gentleman. And I know that's the bare minimum, but for me, that is the sign that I was taking in order to know if I should move on with the relationship or not. So before going on dates and before meeting people, I would always be like, if he does not open the car door for me, he's not the one. Like, we're gonna have an amazing night, we're gonna go eat, we're gonna go talk, whatever. But if he does not open the car door for me, he's gonna get ghosted. Like, it's gonna be like, thank you so much for everything, but, you know, I am better off working on myself. And again, I went on multiple dates. None of these men would open the door. And I would, in fact, get home and send a text of like, thank you so much. I just, after thinking a lot, or it was like a few days later, after a lot of thinking, I do have to let you know that I think I'm better off working on myself. There's things that I still have to heal from, whatever. Those, that like notes app paragraph that we all send whenever we're not interested. And again, I could like the guy so much. Like, I could actually be like emotionally invested and see the potential, but if they did not open the car door for me, that was not my person. And it sounds so basic and it sounds so bare minimum, and it's not about the bare minimum, but it is about knowing something that I wanted, and if it wasn't respected and if it wasn't matched, then I'm not gonna end up with them just because they have a pretty face or because I like their personality. Like, there are a lot of things that involve being with someone, and you are allowed to have your list. Like, you are allowed to have your requirements because of, again, the person that you are and everything that you have to offer. My car door example might sound kind of silly for some, but I do recommend for you guys to ask the universe, ask God for a sign if they're the one or not. And if they are showing you clear signs that they are not the one, do not waste your time. Do not invest your time and your energy and your emotions, which is literally the most important things you have, and that do not come back with someone who's not worth it, with someone who doesn't have potential, and with someone who you know does not deserve you. Number five, and something very, very important to keep in mind as well, is that sometimes when it doesn't work out with one person, we fear that we're never gonna find anyone. Or we know that they don't deserve us, but we still choose to stay because maybe we're being too picky, or maybe it's us. But just know that you will always find someone better for you. Again, we should not compare people of like who's better and who's worse, because that is just not fair for people, and we wouldn't want to be put in that position. But you will always find someone better for you. Again, not better than them, but better for you, that aligns and matches with your values and with the things that you're looking for in a better way. Instead of living in this constant state, again, of fear and anxiety of, I'm never gonna find someone, I'm never gonna find someone, they are everything I've ever wanted, I'm never gonna find someone, just be like, okay, if it didn't work out with them, I'm just gonna find someone better. If I let them go, I'm just gonna find someone better. If it wasn't them and they made me so happy, I'm just gonna find someone better, and I can only imagine how happy I'm gonna be. Like, instead of feeling fear and anxiety, start feeling excitement, because there is absolutely no way that you find and accept something worse or something different. Like, you should only want to go up. You should only want to accept more than what you already received. And so the next person that you end up with is only going to be better for you. It's only going to give you more, and you're only going to accept more. So start feeling excited about the fact that it only gets better and it only goes up from here. If it's not them, it's someone better. If it's not this person, it's someone who's going to make you even happier. And number six, and to close off today's episode, last but definitely not least and very important, if you haven't met your person yet, is because you still have things to work on. And as painful and as hard as that sounds, it is also a very positive and beautiful thing, because that means that when you meet your person, you're going to be fully ready to appreciate the person and to appreciate the relationship. Sometimes we want to rush things, again, out of fear. If it doesn't happen right now, is it actually going to happen? If it doesn't happen right now, is it eventually going to happen? If it doesn't happen right now, when is it going to happen? But truly, Instead of using your time to wonder when you're going to meet your person, use your time to work on yourself so that you can attract and meet your person. Ultimately, and if you really want a relationship to last, you want to meet someone when they are as healed as they possibly can be, and when you are as healed as you can possibly be. And I say as healed as you can possibly be because I do think that healing is a never-ending journey. Healing means growth, and we will be continuing to grow forever. Like, we're going to be growing forever, therefore we're going to be healing forever. So there's no destination point, or there's no point where you're going to be like, yeah, I'm fully healed, I'm ready to date. But I do think that you have to completely let go of the past, be a mature, brand new, better person, heal your attachment style so that a mature relationship actually works out. And instead of living again in a state of fear of when is it going to happen, work on healing all of the things that you know that you can't bring into a new relationship. If you know that you don't want to be anxious, or you don't want to be jealous, or you don't want to compare yourself to other people when you're in a relationship, or you don't want to be controlling, or you don't want to be toxic, or bring your old toxic tendencies into this new relationship, you have to work on them first. You have to acknowledge the things that you want to work on, that you don't want to bring into a new relationship. And when you meet someone, work on those things, spend your time working on yourself, becoming a better person. And when you least expect it, and I mean this, besties, you're gonna meet your person. And trust me, you want to meet your person being ready to receive your person. So definitely take your time, and instead of living in fear, live in healing and working on yourself. And that's it for today's episode, besties, and that's it for this mini series. I really enjoy making these type of episodes where I kind of give you guys practical advice and a list of things that you can actually start implementing in your life. I made an episode called 5 Habits That Changed My Life, and you guys really, really liked that episode. So let me know if you guys want more episodes like this, where I kind of give you guys a list of different things that you can start doing, whether it is to build habits or to glow up, to implement in your routine. Like, let me know if you guys like these type of episodes. I missed me's DMs are always open. I am always answering you guys through there. Don't forget, before I close off today's episode, that by rating the podcast and taking a screenshot of your rating and sending it via DM to @IMissedMePodcast on Instagram, you're going to receive a free downloadable PDF. It is a guide called 28 Days to Change Your Life Through Habits, and you're going to receive that for free, again, by reading the podcast, taking a screenshot, and sending the screenshot via DM. I love you guys so, so much. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys for coming back every single week. Don't forget to follow I Missed Me on social media @IMissedMePodcast everywhere. Don't forget to follow me on social media @MafianSures everywhere. Don't forget that I also have a clothing brand, NoNameProject.co, to get your $25 hoodie, great quality. And I will see you guys on Thursday with our guest episode. With love, Mafi.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.